Texas boosts historic border mission with other states' support. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard are continuing to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal behavior between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 377,000 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 28,000 criminal arrests, with more than 26,000 felony charges reported. In the fight against fentanyl, Texas law enforcement has seized over 417 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Texas has also bused more than 9,500 migrants to our nation's capital since April 2022, over 7,000 migrants to New York City since August 5, more than 2,000 migrants to Chicago since August 31, more than 1,100 migrants to Philadelphia since November 15, and 40 migrants to Denver since May 18. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps left by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott hosts fellow governors for border security briefing in Austin. On Tuesday, Governor Abbott hosted 9 of his fellow governors at the governor's mansion in Austin for a border security briefing to provide an update on the ongoing crisis and share insights into Texas's unprecedented response to President Biden's open border policies. The Adjutant General of Texas Thomas Sulzer, DPS Director Steve McCraw, and Texas Border Czar Mike Banks participated in the border security briefing and provided on-the-ground intelligence about the border crisis. This border security briefing comes after Governor Abbott sent letters to America's governors last week requesting support for Texas's border security mission following the Biden administration's decision to end Title 42 on May 11. Read more about Governor Abbott's border security briefing with his fellow governors. Idaho, Florida, Nebraska, Tennessee answer Governor Abbott's call for support. After the governor urged the nation's governors to help support Texas's unprecedented border security efforts in letters issued May 16, other states have responded with the deployment of additional manpower and assets. Last week, Governor Abbott traveled to Brownsville to provide an update on Texas's response to the ongoing border crisis and greeted Idaho state police officers deployed to support Texas in responding to President Biden's border crisis. Florida National Guard service members arrived in Texas last weekend, and Governor Abbott offered thanks for the additional support of Texas's enhanced border security mission. Tennessee and Nebraska are the latest states to deploy guardsmen and law enforcement personnel to the border in response to Governor Abbott's call to step up to help fill in the gaps created by President Biden's open border policies. Watch. DPS Lieutenant Olivares details Texas's effective deterrence efforts post-Title 42. DPS Lieutenant Chris Olivares joined Fox News this week to discuss America's southern border crisis following President Biden ending Title 42 expulsions on May 11. While the number of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border decreased from the record high leading up to Title 42's end, Lieutenant Olivares noted that there are still roughly 4,000 to 5,000 encounters at the border each day. The credit should go to the state of Texas for what we did during the week of Title 42 ending with our DPS troopers, Texas National Guard, and everyone who stepped up and held the line in preventing thousands more illegal crossings, said Lieutenant Olivares. It was a concerted effort from everyone involved, and we were able to prevent more crossings. That's a strategy we're going to use moving forward, especially in Eagle Pass and El Paso. Florida National Guard joins Operation Lone Star Soldiers, Troopers at Border. Following Governor Abbott's request for his fellow governors to support Texas's border security efforts, the state of Florida sent nearly 500 Florida National Guard soldiers to the Texas-Mexico border this week. Florida Guardsmen arrived Sunday and deployed across the Texas-Mexico border from Del Rio, Eagle Pass, and El Paso to other points where they could make the most impact. Arriving soldiers are helping boost current operations to safeguard the Texas-Mexico border by working alongside Operation Lone Star partners. Watch. DPS trooper finds 5 illegal immigrants hiding during traffic stop. A DPS trooper discovered several illegal immigrants inside a vehicle during a traffic stop in Kinney County. A total of 5 illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. The trooper also found a handgun during the search. The driver, an illegal immigrant from El Salvador, is charged with smuggling of persons and unlawful carrying of a weapon. DPS special agents with Operation Lone Star help in arrest of murder suspect. DPS special agents, working in conjunction with Texas Highway Patrol as part of Operation Lone Star and Florida Department of Law Enforcement, who recently arrived in Texas as support, conducted a traffic stop on an SUV in Zavala County on Tuesday for a traffic violation. During the interview, the driver, who was believed to be wanted for murder in Harris County, gave false information about his identity. After several attempts to flee from custody, the driver was apprehended. He was found to have an active warrant for capital murder and taken to the Zavala County Jail. DPS special agents assist with seizure of over 4 lbs of cocaine. DPS Criminal Investigations Division special agents, in coordination with Florida Department of Law Enforcement, seized more than 4 pounds of cocaine after a DPS trooper stopped a pickup truck in Hidalgo County. The driver from Mission faces criminal charges for possession of a controlled substance. Texas National Guard soldiers push back illegal immigrants on land, river. Texas National Guard soldiers prevented illegal immigrants from wading across the Rio Grande River and directed them back to the Mexico side this week. Working with law enforcement partners, including DPS brush teams, soldiers also responded to a sensor that alerted them of illegal immigrants attempting to cross into Texas. Operation Lone Star was able to stop the illegal border crossings before migrants entered into Texas, with soldiers directing the illegal immigrants by helicopter back to Mexico.